I Am Brave, Preschool, Part 6. The heat burned against Max as he made his way up the stairs. He headed toward the room where he had seen the hand waving. It was hard to breathe. The smoke filled his lungs instead of air. He felt sick. Finally, he reached the classroom. He pushed open the door and walked slowly toward the window, through the black smoke. His foot bumped into something. He reached down and felt a hand. The boy was barely alive. Max heaved him onto his back and stumbled toward the door. He could hardly breathe. With each step, he felt weaker. "God, please help me get him out. I can't do it." Max thought he would fall over each time he took a step. Somehow, he made it to the staircase and down to the first floor. He crawled toward the door, then dragged himself outside and dropped to his stomach. The firemen were now pulling up. They rushed to Max, who lay motionless. One fireman lifted him up, while another fireman tended to the other boy. The fireman put Max on a stretcher and began pumping hard on his chest to get his heart to beat again. Finally, Max woke and peeked through swollen eyes. "Hello there, Max," said the fireman. Max was very dazed, and his whole body was burned. "Do you know who I am?"
"Paul?"
Max uttered weakly.
"Yeah, you look a little different than when I last saw you. I heard you ran in there to save that boy. Why did you do that?" asked Paul.
Max moved his leg a bit, and Paul saw something in his pocket.
"Do you want that out of your pocket?"
"Yes," uttered Max.
Paul pulled the notebook out and smiled.
"This also looks a little different than when I last saw it."
On the front of the notebook, it said, "I am brave." As Paul turned the pages, he saw all the verses Max had written in it. When he reached the final page, he saw where Max had written the same thing over and over. Max slowly turned his head toward Paul. With a faint whisper, he began, "I am brave." But Max could not finish the words. Paul read the rest. "God is bigger than my fear. I am safe in his loving hands." Then Max's body relaxed.